Tezayan. We did Sevtes, Rotnim Shabura, and Sevtes, Rotnim Shabura, Sevkat Lama Tes. So he said when the person takes off this bug, which is called the Parush, so the law is they should not roll around at his hands, the intention being to crush it a little bit and weaken it, because he might end up crushing it too much and killing it. He wants to weaken it, that it shouldn't be able to come back and upon him, so he's not allowed to do that, because he might end up killing it. The Bir Lacha really deals with that he actually holds that Malila is mutter. In the case,
Malila
is just rolling it in your fingers, not with intent to kill it.
Molel Malilos.
Yeah, the same word.
Grain thing in the Gemara.
Yeah. So he's making on the Malila in the case where it's Oikets. Kina, we said it's mutter l'harga, but chamakim shemoytza, bein al b'sara, bein al b'gad of their mikra. You're allowed to, if it happens to find it, so he's allowed to kill. That's the case of the first case, and then we have the next case, which is being a foul of b'gad of, which is intentionally searching for them. So whatever he said, lo yaharga.
Yeah, that's like the third. Mar Shabbos Mishnah, candle in there.
Yeah.
No, you foul Adam more.
The Harkot, the Tom Kaniska Liel. So he said that we're not allowed to kill them because of a gzeira that he might do it by the Paris, which is also to kill. A hargan is potter. Those which they generate in the rotting food. Based on the same idea. So with these bugs which develop after the food starts to rot, they're more considered them, they're growing from the ipush of the paris. That's not a real perivia. They won't develop under those circumstances, and therefore killing them would be a certain limit. I do not know the applications of this halakha lemaisa, how to apply all these rules. What are the modern understanding of it? I do not really have a good handle on these halakhas, on this halakha. Lo yaharkim, the kibbutz mitzvim sham parushim, because in the begadim is also these parushim, because in shem yaragam can a parushim, you can't kill the kinim because you might kill the parushim. Kumakam mutal zarkam v'mayim, the kinim which come off, you're allowed to throw them into the water, even though. So why are you allowed to take them by hand? Because they're considered graf shel rei, so to remove them is mutter. And throw them into the water, even though that's going to cause them to die, since it's not even though mitzvah dinei chiyuv, which would be the same thing, as long as you're doing something that's a little bit different, then the person will be more careful, and he'll realize that he can't kill all of them. Okay, the riga gufa ain alexera, but the gozer bezeh, they weren't gozer in this scenario where Kinim is not the raisa killing them. It's only gzeira d'rabbanan, because you might end up killing the parushim. They weren't gozer when you're in the oven of throwing it into the water. Parushim, the yeshmim chashashi, said the raisa also gam gzeh, the hu mekumah hariga mamish. Throwing into water is the equivalent of killing them. Okay. Yigodim kikina me arish shulim kedoyma shem shulim natik min hatzemer mahabi psik reishu. If the it's a fur, like a fox fur or something of that sort. So now we have another problem, is that you're pulling out the hairs. And therefore the malach of gozes applies even after the animal is dead and the skin has been removed, taking off the hair would be a form of a gozes. Even though the scenario of the gozes is going to be in a way which was a makalko, but you can't do it because of psik reisha, you're going to do it, so they answered it.
Psik reisha, you're going to do what?
When you pull out the kinim, you're going to pull out the hairs of the fur. So this heter that you can take kinim out of the baggot is only referring to a baggot out of cloth. But a baggot of fur, since the kinim attach themselves tightly to the hairs, when you pull out the kinim, you're going to be pulling out the hairs. So now the chara, that should be, it's a case of, it's trade rabbanu, because it's not that they're how to do it that way. You don't do kseiza with your hand, as you're doing, pulling out kinim. Number one. Number two, it's a makalko. And it's a psik reisha, which loynichale into the rabbanans, is not being matarit. So here we see again, you know, he said earlier in the siman that the trade rabbanans is mutter, that's a trade rabbanans, which both of the rabbanans are specific to the malacha. And the case over there was Ein b'bin anitzid, and he didn't do a full act, he was only being tzadit into a large box. So both of those are kulas in seda. And once they're kulas in seda, so trade abundance, secretia were makel, but over here the heter, one of the heters is the heter of makalko, which is a general heter. So that is not a kula.
What about mosquitoes?
So mosquitoes you can't kill. So they go into this issue of killing them. The question is, are you allowed to trap them? So based on what we're saying over here, once it's biting you, for sure you're allowed to trap it, because that removes the pain. And could be, Mishabur brings that the Magen Aram says, if once it's inside of your garment, or some of the Taz says, once it's inside of your garment, so it's about to bite you, that's also enough to allow you to trap it.
Nowadays, the K disease, so it can be dangerous.
So cases where there's a concern of danger, that's we'll talk about in the next sip. Those are the case of danger. What the person deal with is sprays. You know, so putting a spray on a surface that later on, when the bugs land there, they will die. So that's a grum. That's not direct. To spray it in the air where they're flying would be direct. That would be a form of killing them. So it would be also to do that. But if you want to put it, one of the shadows which they grapple with, are they muksa? This spray is made for the purpose of killing bugs, so maybe the spray should be muksa. So I didn't understand that. If you tell me the law is that you're allowed to put it in a place where it'll only be a grumma, because you put it there and eventually the bugs will land there and then that's mutter, so then you have a way to use a beheter, so then they're not muksa. If you tell me you can't do that, you're right, then they're muksa. But don't argue that there's a case which is mutter, but we have a new problem of muksa. I don't get the thought process, how those two would work together. So even though groma normally chazal asert, but over here on top of that it is malach genesu lagufa makalkal, all these other heterim, so the serum derabana don't apply groma on these type of things, we're not going to assert. Um, You know what? If you bring the Shlomo Zalman and says this argument that they're not muksa, he brings the Shus Yaakov says that they're problem muksa. Shlomo Zalman said they're not muksa because there's a case where there's a way that you're allowed to do them. Okay, fine. Sifkat mem gimel al mafala, but a person mafala roisher, it's mutra the hargum. So again, kinem that you're allowed to kill. A, the only problem is the gzeira of the parushim, since parushim are not common in a person's hair, so there's no gzeira in that case. The parushim and mutzi parushim l'shayach l'gzer b'shvila. Because of that, zudim b'mafala al b'soro yigam kein mutzi l'horgam, shom gam kein enam mutzi yichapes achar parushim, that they're not found so commonly on the person's body. So they only worried about the case of being befallah begadav. They made that gzeira. Okay.
But also it's a psikar ishim gozei is over there, like you did by the animal offer.
On the person's hair.
Yeah.
It's very shikamura that it's mutter. Mm-hmm. Could be makam sar. Could be you'll have the head to makam sar. Right. Okay. Sif yud. So kol chay beremes shehem noishkin umamisim v'alai. So these are types of things which definitely can cause death. You're allowed to kill them, even if he does not. There's no indication from this animal or living creature that is intending to attack him. But because of the fact that they are mazikim and potentially there's a danger. You're allowed to kill them. Yashar mazikim. However, the other ones, which kugur nachash v'akrov, makim she'enam amisim, which in akrov, in the places where we're dealing with stakes or akrov, which are not, they're not amisim. Now, the Shabbos is going to say that means that they have at least the potential, but they're not vadai that they're going to do that. So then, im rotim akrov, mutul hargav, bimab osur. If he can tell from what they're intending to attack, he's allowed to prevent the attack and kill them. If, however, there's no indication that they're doing that, so then he has no hazard to kill them. But this much is true, that as he's walking, if by stepping on them he would kill them, he would allow to do that. It is not even though his intent is to kill, but if it looks like all these doing the press are just walking, so they didn't answer that. Okay.
It's kind of intentional killing.
So actually, it's intentional killing. Because we're saying it's even with miskaven, it's mutter, even though you intended to kill them, as long as it's done in a way which does not look like you're intending to kill them. So let's see Mishabur, because he clarifies a little bit better. Okay, so the case for him, which they're going to be noshkum and mamisim vaday, going kelav shoyta b'chegav, a rabbit dog, something of that sort. And the Shartzian points out that Morris has four other things together with the Kelav Shaita. But Velav Davka Tuva Din the Bechaldaber Amemis the Piyamokim Azman. So the Morris gives an example of a type of a snake. Morris has a few things which are known as that these are definitely Mamisim. So those, the Halacha is you don't wait to find out. Shoot first and ask questions later. Okay. So they're mutter to kill even if they're not running after him. Even if they seem to be running the other direction. Okay. But the other mazikim, the case of the Nachash Akrov, in the Makam Shema Misim, So then, im rotzen acharav is mutar lahargil. That's what the time malachas and speak legufa. So what's the heter? The heter is it's malachas and speak legufa. So the shaila is bishlam not according to the Rambam. Since the rabbanon, because of the potential tsar etc., they were matter. According to the Rambam, both malachas and speak legufa is chayiv. How do you understand this din? Sarach lerma the hachikomer. It's not that they definitely don't kill. It's they don't. It's not. It's just they don't definitely kill, but they have the potential to kill still.
Well, some people has allergy to the bee bite.
Right.
But then, for most right. people, it's fine.
Right. So, but that. Well, that would be for sure. But that he's saying that for them, that's like the first case.
Yeah.
Right, but he's saying over here the second case, it means that as opposed to say a viper, a viper's bite is always going to be lethal, whereas you'd have some other type of snake, which it's not vada. So according to the Rambam, you have to hear the case was there was a potential for sakana. And therefore, in a scenario when he sees that the creature is intending to attack, it's right to kill it. Now, so the Mishmur says, that's all called the Rambam. The Didan, the Siril on the Melachah Shein Hasichel Guba, Mirabbanan Hu Dasira. The Melachah Shein Hasichel Guba is Mutar Midaraisa, it's only Siddur Rabbanan. So then it's a whole different ballgame. We can say over here the Heter is even without any Sakanas of Voshas at all. Because since it's Melachah Shein Hasichel Guba, if it's all it's going to cause is pain, but pain is also enough to be mounted. Our shame is some people never should cloud, sure, Mishum Sarabama, Kadeshal Yazak, Shalo Yuzak. Okay. Now, what level of Tsar is called Tsar? With Afka Elo, okay, Gavna. The Shemazikim Hematibun, when Shechos and the Shecho Ketzes, Elo Shane Dark and Lahomis. Is our market. We're talking about things which intentionally can cause significant pain. Mashengen parish to Leel, Bechol Ramoshim, Katanim, Bechay Gavlin, what we discussed in this previous sif, the small animals, the Avayri Akitsosan, the Af Ayre Akitsosan, Lekit Sar Kulihai, Pani also the Hargum, Afshu. We said before you can't kill them. You're just allowed to chase them away. Here we're being mounted to kill them. So what's the difference? The answer is a level of pain. There is pain over there, but it's not the same level of pain as we're dealing with over here. This is a much more significant level of pain. So over here they're mounted to kill. Over there they're mounted to capture and discard, but you may not kill. So then the place can deal with, so let's say in a situation where there is, let's say, so by the mosquito. So if the mosquito was just regular, so there's no heter to kill it. If you're dealing with a situation where there's right now there's it's become a carrier, there's a potential for an illness, even if it's not a lot of life-threatening illness, but it's enough that's going to cause a significant tsar, so then you have this heter lahargo. Then you would have a heter lahargam if what, I mean what, and that of the chur would be a heter lahargam even before, as long as the ratzon acharav. It's even it's not life threatening. If it's life threatening, it's with even not ratzon acharav. But if they're not ratzon acharav over here, I'm sorry. If it's life threatening, even not ratzon acharav. But if it's not life-threatening, but a significant pain, potential for significant pain, so then you don't need it to be landing on his body, which we had before. You need it to be ready to be oikets or about to be oikets, as long as it's rotzon acharav, which could be mosquitoes have a din of amur for being rotzon acharav.
Assuming it's not a disease carrying mosquito, that kind of animal, I don't understand why you distinguish Seda from Yisus Neshama. The both malachas, the both not malachas. So why do we matter this and not matter that?
So that we said before, because in Seda,
that was the definition of Seda.
Right, so it's not a mice in Seda.
Okay.
Whereas Harigah, it's a mice in Harigah. Right?
Okay.
Well, the darshim, you can step on them. Udin should cover lame kli, or you can do tzeda. You could cover, you could capture them with a kli. Yeah. So you're allowed to do the filling miskam. You're allowed to step in them miskam. So how does that work? So what's the heter? I mean, your mom is, you're killing them. So the malachah genus
yigalu kufihi. It does not appear that somebody hunted them.
Well, so let's go step aside. So first step is that you have to imagine why halachically it's maker than it's mutter. So maker than it's mutter because the malachah is in a shigalu kufi. It's only so the rabbanon. So therefore, because of the Malkam Tsar, even though they're not Rotsan Acharov, that much Chazal were making as well. But they added this condition, if the person doesn't do even though it's not a Sakana, because the issue here is a concern of significant Tsar, and they're not even though they're not Rotsan Acharov, Chazal were matarit, as long as it's not an act which seems to be that he's actively being involved in the act of killing it. That would create too much of a lowering of the bar of the attitude towards killing it. So we said, okay, if it's Rotsan Acharov, kill it. If it's not Rotsan Acharov, if you do it in a way where it just looks like you're just stepping, so that we didn't ask for that either. Ella Shayara Lifne Aroya Kilo and Miskaven, Shalyar Mirzan Noitul Nasham Bashabas Bimiskaven. It would be confusing to people. You see people killing intentionally. In the case of Ratzon Acharov, people may understand. It's not Ratzon Acharov, so people are not going to understand why he's killing. They're going to draw the conclusion that killing is mutter, so he can't do that. So if it doesn't seem to be killing, even though that's his intent, so as far as the individual, who's the bystander who's observing this, doesn't see him killing, so that's not that an asana. Fine. Amam the molim mishar shkotzim or moshim. I feel a derech hilucha also the dorsa. You know the step. We see over here that stepping is a form of killing, and it's also. So I can't step on ants. Okay. So really, a person has responsibility to avoid stepping. If he doesn't see it, he doesn't see it. You're not mechuv necessarily look, but if you know that there's ants there, you have a chiyuv to try and avoid them. Also, larg b'shabas shemomis shakar and shpin. You can't kill a spider. Even though people say that the spider is not dangerous, but if it falls into the food, there's enough poison inside of it that could be dangerous. It's not for sure going to happen. So if that's what you're worried about, to cover the food. Therefore, the people which are doing it, we need to protest. And for sure, killing other insects and bugs which are found in food, there's no hetter to do that. Okay. So basically,
hello.
So in a case where you're dealing with someone which is maybe is varai, so you're allowed to go kill it. You're allowed to go actively kill it even before it's there is any apparent danger. It doesn't look like it's about to attack. So which is not maimis. Let's say not like the Rambam. It's not maimis, but it caused significant tsar. So then you're allowed to kill it when it's running after you, or kill it in a way which is the rest of the fitumai. Even though it's mimichav, and it's not obvious that that's what he's doing. Something which causes a lesser level of pain. So they weren't matter hariga, but they were matter tzeda. Only when it's already actively affecting him. And then we had kinim, which was b'chal. There's no visor of hariga on them, because those other arguments why there's no mitzvah of hariga. So that's basically all of your cases. Right. And that was a halacha which we had So that point I have to point out. The Chashmak Rabbim and Shar Shkotzim Ramashim, we're not to say the, we don't need that, that's already attacking him. For the case of the parish, we do need that it's already attacking him, because the level of tsar that it might cause is lesser level of tsar. So therefore, they only matter it once it's actively affecting him or about to affect him, as opposed to the chashim, the other things over there where the level of tsar is greater. They're matter to say the, even though it's not actively pursuing him or affecting him. Fine.
Too much to be horrid, though, the more so in that case, eh? The Chashmak Rabbim.
The Chashmak Rabbim, which, because they correct, say it is mutter, then that Harik would also be mutter, right. Either in a case with Rotan Acharov or the Fitumai. Right. But even if it's not Rotan Acharov, say it is mutter. And that's even though it will be obvious that he's doing Seder. So Seder ends up having a bigger kula than Hariga. Okay. The next sif really gets off into a tangent. I'm not sure exactly. The more it goes to the same conversation, I think it's two members of the same Amara. I don't remember what the connection is.
There's grease in the previous one, so it's also with your feet.
Okay, right, that's what it is. So, really, it's really a totally different issue. So, a person spits onto the ground, the dirt ground, and he wants to rub the spit into the ground. So, he wants to take his feet and to rub it in. So he shouldn't do that, Mishum de Masha Gumois, because by doing so, he's going to fill up any little depressions which are there, and that's either going to be for considered boina, because having your floor in your house more that the surface should be more flat is a form of boina, and in the sada, that would be considered choresh, because the sada is easier to plow under those circumstances when it's level than when it's not level. So a person cannot do that. That's the connection. But as he's walking, if he steps, he rubs it in. Now over here, the fituma means actually the fituma. It means you're not mechuyev to avoid it, but you can't intentionally have a kavana to dafka step on it and rub it in. Even though it's going to cause miruach. So, since it's the case that we didn't have kavana, it's still mutter. It's because of the issue of the mias of having the roik sitting on the ground. So they were matter to rub it, this rub it, walking and rubbing it. And even though it's a psik ratio of miruach, you're going to smooth something out. We indicate the chara like this idea, which we, the Rosh said that. If you understand under here that Tzipsik Reisha by Shabbos is only Derabanan, as opposed to other Yisurim, like Tzipsik Reisha is an Issa Deraisa, the Tzipsik Reisha that he's a Michaya, but by Shabbos he's not. Alternatively, you'll say over here that Tzimach HaJadis, you'll argue that you'll have to come up with some other heads of what the heads over here. Okay.
Oh, where am I leave?
I'll gotta be Karaka. So that's talking about, we're talking about on an earthen floor. Now, I'll gotta be Ritzba if the floor has been tiled. Taputa Basiman Shinlam Zayin Sebei, it's gotta be Kibbut Abayis from Roots of Ayin Shom. Did Chazal answer these things on a floor which has tiles or wood, so there's no concern of these type of things. Where they geyser wooden floors because of the earthen floors or not, that's the machlokes over there. The same way Yasser, whether you can't sweep, because as you're sweeping, you sweep the dirt into the holes and you fill up the holes. Well, it's only relevant if you have a dirt floor. If you have a wooden floor, it's not relevant. The Ramos said it's a loss anyway.
What about tile?
Tile wasn't the same thing. So now, there is, Mishabur does bring a discussion later on that even if you hold that they were, the Ramos, that he answered floors which are, have been some way been covered, either with wood or with tile, whatever it is, it's a gzeira because of a dirt floor. If there's no dirt floors in the city at all, right? So then the gzeira doesn't apply. So that's why people nowadays, assuming even according to the Ramah, you're allowed to sweep your floor. But applying that over here, he's saying that over here, the issue of rubbing in the roik, if it's on the wooden floor, like you're not doing anything. The only problem is if it's when it's a dirt floor. If the person, the roik is found on a chair or on a bench, not on the ground, not on the floor, that every old that it's wanted to rub it in. The shach was that ashri gumas, the no shri gumas on the safsul. Shemiruach kuba leka lemimah. The shach miruach elik is mireach is a davar agabi chaver ganosu shis mireach kan roitzah shiya nivla. So here the Mishnah Berurah says an interesting point that the definition of miruach is not. You have certain creams that when you rub them, after a while, the point of the rubbing is to get absorbed into the skin. You have certain creams that the point is to have the cream on top, or you know, oils, etc. So meruach is that your goal is to have the second one, to have this layer of this thing spread out on top. If the goal is that it should be absorbed, it's not meruach. So I just had this recently. Had a shayla about putting on a certain type of a cream, an antibiotic cream, onto a person who was, you know, had an infection. So I said, do you just lay it on top, or you're supposed to rub it in until it gets absorbed? Are you supposed to rub it in until it gets absorbed? He says, so then there's no miruach involved. So Dayan Weiss passed on the Lachalamaisa based on this yisoid. That you know, comes to cases of refuah. Mm. He says, not by refuah, we shouldn't, you know, something that doesn't always get absorbed. Until it gets absorbed, you might stop in the middle, etc. But the cases of refuah, the concern, you're allowed to rely on the sheep. So that's a. Of course, I ask you, where do you find that halacha? It's obviously in Shin Tessayin, because the halacha is the same. Right. Okay, let's hold it here. Of the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Yud Aleph, and we'll go by there. Maybe we'll finish this. No, we're not going to finish it then.
What about the electronic people traps that working all the time?
That's not a problem. No, that's not a problem. Well, it was there, it was set up before Shabbos. The only problem is the ones which like they make this real loud zapping noise. Could be the zizzle of Shabbos making all that noise. You know? If it's just made to trap and set it beforehand, the Ferish of Gemara, you can set traps before Shabbos, even though it'll trap on Shabbos. Do it with animals. You want a trap. Right? You said put out traps to catch the animals for their furs. So, Kabbal Karma to this. Okay.
Thank you.
Shmack.
So sorry to interrupt. I don't know if you plan to reha. We're about four people short for a minyan right now. If Bob might have an opportunity on this rainy day to help us make that.
Okay. So I already said my prayers.
Oh, okay.
But I guess I can come up. Zev, they need four people for the help of the minyan by the sword.
The Sephardic minyan, unfortunately. Would you also be able to help me out? Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.